The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ed Bigley Jr. later on this morning. Perf day tomorrow. Podcast TNTRadioEmpire.com. Streams there also. Please patronize the advertisers.
All right, my buddy, the
essential personnel for a reason.
World traveler. He gets these alerts from overseas.
Yeah.
Because he visits Europe on a fairly frequent basis.
Not anytime soon, though.
And this is out of Belgrade, Serbia. Apparently, they're kind of on the other side of the curve now because they shut everything down.
Commies.
That was the one I read earlier where you could only walk your dog between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Yeah, you have to wake the dog up to walk it.
So the latest update.
Dude, I'm sleeping here.
Bunch of groggy dogs walking in the
groggy streets. Groggy dogs. What a great band name. The Groggy Dogs. Yeah. We should start a band called the Groggy Dogs.
Swampy sound.
From the U.S. Embassy in Belgrade, Serbia, the former Yugoslavia. Some shops will reopen this week, including car mechanics, which have been open here the whole time.
Yeah, they have been in Omaha. They have, yeah.
Tire shops, shoemakers, tailors, dry cleaners. Are they open in the U.S.?
Once again, we live in different states, so I don't know if dry cleaners are open here or not. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Driving schools, some retail stores, such as bookstores, auto dealers, bike shops, store selling technical goods.
You closed down the teen bike shop, haven't you?
And building materials. Yeah, I have. Yeah,
pre-teen bike shop, excuse me. Yeah.
That's a big hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Green markets, both indoor and outdoor, will open this week. But your barber shops and casinos, nope. They're still closed. But
that's the first things they're opening in Atlanta, right? Or in Dallas. I mean, it should be in Georgia. Barbershops and massage places and gyms.
That's apparently important.
Where can people sweat everywhere and touch things? Those places. Let's open those first.
Yeah. Is it going to make it easier to shut things down? Because opening everything up is not going to make this go away.
No.
It's going to make it worse.
No, it's going to make it worse. Yeah. Even the governor of Georgia just said yesterday, I know we're gonna see more cases. I'm thinking, well, then why are you doing it? I just didn't understand the whole process there.
It's all crazy.
Now, we should probably get a hold of somebody who actually lives in Georgia. I'm trying to think of any comedian or buddies that live there.
I know. Does Mike Spienberg live there?
I don't know. I know that.
And do we have any examples of European countries who have opened things up and then they had a second wave?
Well, they're saying, I don't know. But then once again, you see that Djokovic, that dumbass, who I never liked anyway? He's saying, because he's anti-vax guy. And it might, for the future of the tennis, they might make sure everybody gets vaccines. And he said you have to question whether you're going to keep playing. And I knew I never liked that guy anyway.
I've never liked him.
Thank you. I never did. I always rooted against a guy. You know, he was also one of those Serbs when they hated each other. You know, that country all hated each other for a while there in the 90s.
Yeah.
He was Bosnia on one. He hadn't let that go. I hate that guy because he's just the same as me. It was really a weird war. It was like our civil war, except it was the 90s.
Well, that's human nature to dislike the guy that was shooting at you.
I realize that, but I did see the documentary about this guy, and he still holds a grudge. I'm thinking, well, you're just a dick now, man.
Yeah. You do. You hold grudges against people who shoot at you.
Well, they were shooting at him. He was shooting at them, too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he wasn't in the service then, but, you know.
But he's against it.
He goes, I might question whether I'll stay on the tour if I have to get vaccinated.
Yeah, that's
the
idiotic.
And they said, go ahead.
That's the voice of a man who already has a giant pile of cash.
Right.
Right. Yeah, to this day, there's still guys who don't like Charlie. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Charlie called. He's not mad at you anymore.
Yeah, I got a great uncle who fought Nam, and his Facebook page shows up once in a while. And it's basically just hating on Jane Fonda to this day. I said, Jesus. Okay. I haven't seen a guy in a year. He lives in Tennessee, I think, now. But
I guarantee you
that. He was my great uncle. When I was a kid, I knew him, but I didn't know him. I haven't seen him in years.
That never gets old with
I know.
Everything
going on, he's still hating on Jane Fonda. It was yesterday,
too. It's a decades-old grudge. I wondered about that. She just popped up on, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah, she's all over, yeah. She's been all over for years. I mean, she's been a great actress since the 70s, you know.
Figured there had to be at least a handful of dudes like, ah!
Oh, of course there was.
Changing the channel.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of idiots, I know in Pennsylvania, we have some audio.
Ah!
Now, they eventually allowed...
A curbside pickup.
I want to
in Pennsylvania specifically. They started allowing curbside pickup.
I'm going to text
of liquor store orders, but you have to order it via the phone.
I'm going to text the chain with a bunch of guys that live back east, and they're all bitching about it. You can't find liquor. And a buddy of mine lives outside of Philly, and they were saying they're stopping cars from going back roads in the Delaware. Not a main highway. If you can go, there's ways to get in the Delaware a back road.
Sure.
And they're stopping cars. I'm thinking, why won't you sell them booze? I never got that.
Well, theoretically, you can't take it on the state
lines. I understand that, but they were stopping Pennsylvania plates on the border of Pittsburgh and Ohio. In Ohio, yes. They were letting people, I'm thinking, so they were just saying, your system sucks.
Well,
you can't have alcohol.
To be fair, if you're in Iowa, you don't want those stupid Pennsylvanians
drinking
up all your liquor.
Ohio. Yeah.
Okay, if you're in Ohio, you don't want those Pennsylvanians drinking
Ohio.
Up all your liquor.
No, I think it's because of that stupid liquor law.
No, I think if you're running a liquor store, you want anybody to buy it.
You would think so.
You don't want them running out.
You would think so.
Nevertheless, in Pennsylvania, these customers could not get to the liquor stores who had advertised this curbside service.
I've called all morning. Line's busy.
I was going to say.
Several locations, and I can't get a hold of anybody.
Trying to make some phone calls due to curbside assistance. And just haven't been able to get through to anybody.
And I got up early. I thought I'd be, one of the first ones to. Now I come to find out, even if you get through, you can place an order and you can't pick it up until the next day.
Now these
and
are,
nobody they, likes that.
They were actually normal sounding dudes, that want their booze. This it gets a little crazy.
And then there's this person who is frustrated.
Right. You're not going to find one. Everyone keeps saying the same thing. They're all busy. And I don't believe. I think they took the phone off the hook. That's what I believe. I believe they don't want to give us liquor. That's where I'm at with it. We got to do something. We got to get better. And I'm not even mad that they shut down the thing, but at least give us some liquor. If we're going to die, let us die drunk, at least.
that lady called back. That lady called back, too.
911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Same woman.
Which way are they going?
They are going...
towards Granton or towards Neillsville?
Yeah.
Towards Granton.
Yeah.
Okay, are you behind them, or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Okay, so you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Are you still driving right now?
Yes.
Do you want to stop driving before you get in an accident?
Yes, I will stop.
Okay, you're going to stop right now?
Okay, I'm stopping. I am them.
She called back.
She makes a point.
I love the guy that was pissed off that he ordered and he won't be available until the next day. You want your booze.
You do.
Now, once again, we're swimming in it in this state. Most states are swimming in it. We have plenty of booze.
Well, they had to know if they were going to do the phone order thing that they would just be overwhelmed.
Because
how long have they gone without it?
I don't know.
A month?
Whatever since it started. Yeah, probably about a month. Yeah. And they can get beer and wine. That's about it. You can't get the liquor in Pennsylvania.
And I think the theory
until now.
I think the theory that they just don't want to sell you liquor is perfect. Yeah. They don't want to make money.
No, it's just too busy because everybody's calling.
Of course they want to sell you liquor.
You think they would have done it online, but they probably didn't have that system ready to go, Todd.
But but your mom and pop liquor store doesn't
No. There's no mom and pop there. It's all state owned.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They're state run liquor stores.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah. That's why it's closed down. Mom and pops would have been open in like other states, It's a weird system there, and that always has been.
Yeah, they would have been able to adapt a lot easier if they weren't state-run.
Right. Yeah.
Are there other states where you can't get liquor? I just hear Pennsylvania.
Idaho, apparently. My dad remembered. I talked to my dad one day. They listed it was Pennsylvania and, Idaho
that
still
sucks.
Do it that way.
Sober in Idaho.
Right.
It's beautiful country.
Right.
Yeah.
Desolate.
I would be, I got to be drunk in Nebraska.
Well, for years there... See, if you worked at a state store, you were basically a retail worker with a state job. That meant decent pay and a pension. And they fought that. Can't lose our employees. That's why it stayed that way. And to this day, it still stays that way.
The union?
Yeah. Yeah.
World Health Organization warning that lifting coronavirus lockdowns must be a gradual process or else infections can surge.
They lied to our leader.
They say that lockdown measures have proven effective.
Yes, they have.
In slowing the spread. But people have to adapt their lives to this new normal until a vaccine or effective treatment is found.
I don't like the new normal.
Yeah. What if pants are on sale? I have to go shop for pants.
That's right.
I do have to go shop for pants.
Yeah, Craig's...
I actually do.
But I think Push is right. I think you should get some suspenders first. Try those.
I need some more hand towels.
All right. For your belly?
Yeah. Is Bed Bath & Beyond open?
I don't know. I heard that they wanted to be for a while.
Target's open, Todd. Just go to Target.
I'll get some there.
I think that they tried to say that they were essential because they had some soap and hand sanitizer.
A Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're in malls, though.
And they've got, like, the Darth Vader toaster.
Yeah.
That store is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It has everything.
Yeah. There's a big one of those. There's another big bedding place out there by the Funny Bone in our city that's close. I know that.
The good coronavirus news.
Give us something, Craig.
Which, you know, it occasionally happens.
Dr.
Wildlife is coming back.
Yeah.
Things like that. The sky is clearer. The pollution's going away.
But it's not man-made, by the way.
The man-made pollution's not going away?
None of the stuff that affects the Earth is man-made.
Oh,
except we've shut down for a month and the Earth is just saying, okay, I'm clean now.
Rapidly.
Rapidly. You can see L.A. You see the photos they're showing of L.A. outside the city?
So we're not really hurting.
It looks like completely photoshopped.
It does look photoshopped.
So we're not really hurting anything then. Just shut it off for a couple of days and everything's fine again.
That's what we'll do. When things get critical again, we'll just shut it down for a weekend.
And we'll be fine.
Yeah, and it'll screw up.
No, we won't, because people aren't even going to believe it. This is an experiment in real time. We never thought there'd be real time where cities and cars and factories would be closed, and we had to experiment, and it took a month to clean up the Earth.
Right. They think that Cannonball Run record that they got here within the last couple of weeks. Right.
Oh, yeah, the one you did.
Racing across the country. Yeah. They think that will never be broken unless it's another situation similar to this where there's a lot fewer people out on the road.
Everybody's out of his way.
Yes.
Get out of my way.
Yeah. They think this is...
That's fine. Let them have the record.
A one-off.
Let's keep the record then.
Yeah, they think this is the one-off.
But it will take a week of everything being fired back up for the climate deniers to be right back in there saying, that didn't mean anything.
Right. Yeah. Since people aren't going to the beaches in Thailand, more sea turtles are making it to shore. And that means the number of sea turtle nests at beaches are the highest in two decades.
They're reclaiming it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Nice deal.
I saw an alligator in my yard the other day.
Ooh.
They're reclaiming it, man.
Yeah.
Would you, like, throw a knife at it or something? I would have flipped out.
That knife wouldn't have hurt an alligator, though.
You just mentioned to the kids, don't go outside for a bit.
Alligator. And we didn't let Chloe out there, too. That's one bite, basically.
Though. Yeah.
The gators were there first. They're just reclaiming their land.
Reclaiming their land.
Probably came from the golf course.
Yep.
That's gators' natural habitat.
Of course it is.
It's a golf course.
Yes, it is.
The famous swamps of Nebraska.
Exactly.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The World Health Organization says that mosquitoes cannot spread coronavirus.
Good. That's good.
There is no evidence.
That's good.
Of that.
No skeeters?
Right.
Flip it off?
Anywhere.
Flick it off?
Yeah, you'll be just fine. Just flick it off.
Okay.
Or flip it off. Just look at that mosquito that's biting you and give it a finger.
They'll take off.
There's a skeeter.
You still get the malaria.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And the West Nile and the yellow fever. There's a ton of mosquito-borne diseases.
Yeah, but not this one, at least. That's our good news, right?
Yeah, the two good newses.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Newses.
Animals are coming back. And what's the other one? And mosquitoes won't kill us.
Right.
Won't
right.
kill you.
Right. Two good newses.
But they will give your horse encephalitis.
And if we have to go out, we might as well get drunk. What was that clip? What did it actually say right there? Because I really do want that last clip again of her saying that.
We're going to die. I want to die drunk.
I want to use that all the time.
Let's see if I did this right.
If we're going down, let us die drunk, at least.
There you go. If we're going down, let us die drunk. Yeah, I want that clip,
Puss. I can get that for you.
Good, thank you, man. Because I will use that no matter what.
No matter what.
Post-pandemic.
I don't care what we're talking about.
Yeah. That is evergreen on this program. If we're going down, we might as well be drunk.
That's right. My team loses anything.
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 Hopefully it's that trivial soon enough.
Now more of that bad news stuff. Nearly two-thirds of restaurant workers are now unemployed.
Yeah.
Two-thirds. Wow.
According to the National Restaurant Association, that's the good NRA.
Yeah. Yes, it is the good NRA, right? Yeah.
That's got to be hard for them.
Right.
They're trying to book a convention.
I know. No. Our penises aren't small like the other one.
We're not the NRA. We're the National Restaurant Association.
We bring spatulas.
I'm surprised the NRA hadn't sued them just for the initials.
Mm-hmm.
They say more than 8 million workers have lost their jobs or have been furloughed since the start of the coronavirus global pandemic.
There you go.
Have it's
you had
everywhere.
That, did you have that conversation again yesterday with anyway the family? Global pandemic?
I thought I might have to, though. My daughter wanted me to stop by the store after work and pick up avocados.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. No. We're going to, like, put it on the list.
Yeah.
We go once a week.
Yeah. It's a global
it's like
pandemic.
We live on the prairie. Right?
Yeah. It is like that. We go into town for supplies. I know.
We'll be at the market on Thursday.
So that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of, the bald guy down the street there really starting to do something too early because of Trump. And then having to defend, no, we're not going out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my wife will stay in, but I'm afraid.
Well, it's going to make it a lot harder.
Yeah. Yeah, when kids say we're allowed to do stuff. No, you're not in this house.
Well, then, but it's just more people are going to get this. It's not just going to make it go away.
And more people are going to get sick, right? Yeah.
The National Restaurant Association says that more than 60% of owners say that federal relief programs, including the CARES Act, will not allow them to keep employees during the economic downturn.
Yeah, my daughter works at a restaurant part-time. I mean, granted, she's just a kid. She's a hostess, but I wouldn't let her go back if they opened right now.
Well,
what is a furlough? Just like an unpaid? It's not a layoff. Yeah. You're not losing your job. You're just
you're
not getting paid
fired,
until they open
paid.
Back up.
Right. You're not fired, but you're not going to work.
They can furlough you, so officially you can collect unemployment.
Yeah.
Then. Right.
I thought it was something like that, but I wasn't totally sure.
Yeah, I can find no evidence, Craig, that liquor stores are closed in Idaho. Looks like Pennsylvania's the only one.
Yeah. Well, they're open now, but just that way, curbside, which doesn't, you know.
We got some Boise listeners. Maybe they can fill me in.
Well, in this situation, we don't care. I was bragging about how much alcohol I had to the guys. I said, I can't give it away. I'm overflowing in booze at my house.
Bought a couple days extra just because I could.
I got a buddy driving back roads to Delaware to find some. And I'm just going to the store. I got him at my gas station.
Is he dressed in camo trying to cross the state line?
I can buy vodka at my gas station, which is literally 100 yards from my house.
You figure there were guys setting up stills in the woods?
I don't know about stills.
I bet you there
were. I bet
you
a lot of more black.
Maybe in the garage.
I bet some guys are packing their trunks and heading up in other states.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Like it would be with weed or coke or something like that.
Throw a basset hound in the passenger seat and go get some booze.
No. The basset hound means you're going to pull you over. They see a basset.
Can you mail them booze?
I was wondering about that, but I didn't really want to offer. I don't want
to
offer
that. Yeah.
You
got
to go to the post
legal.
Office.
Apparently you can. Yeah. I mean, I could. But
if you can't drive across state lines with the booze, I doubt you can mail it to them.
Well, they're not going to open every package. They wouldn't even know what's in it. They wouldn't even know what's in it. You know.
Stephanopoulos got busted.
He's walking down the street in the Hamptons, right?
He's got the coronavirus. He's walking down the street.
Yeah.
And he's well known he's got the coronavirus. Oh, and he was walking down the street with no mask on is the point.
Yeah, is that what the story was?
I saw the photo. Yeah, he was walking down the street with no mask on, even though he knowingly has the coronavirus. He was apparently talking on the phone with the mask down and people are up in arms. So note that.
Yes, if you, especially if you have this, you should stay inside.
Right. Yeah.
The Times of India reports that 24-year-old stonecutter Vivek Sharma.
Oh, that was his name, Stonecutter.
Yeah.
What a great
he
name.
Sounds like a badass.
It's a white guy name, not an Indian name, and still Stonecutter. That's like Dan Dicker yesterday. Dan Dicker, the oil expert I saw on CNN.
The 24-year-old stonecutter out of India became more and more worried as the coronavirus began to spread over the weekend. Despite telling his brother that he was going to go to a market, he went to a temple and cut off his tongue.
Oh, that's not going
to
help.
To appease the goddess Kali Mata.
How'd that work for him?
Authorities say
suck
that
suck it,
hoped...
Kali Mata.
Did he have to go to a tongue cutter?
Authorities say he hoped the offering to the Hindu deity, also known as the divine protector and destroyer of evil forces.
Did it work?
Would motivate her to stop the deadly disease. He was rushed to a hospital where staff worked to reattach his tongue that he just had in his hand there. And yeah. Here it is, and police are still investigating the incident and how much of a lunatic this guy really is.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, that is kind of
well, you have
stupid.
To appease the goddess Kali Mata.
Yeah, we can only laugh at that guy.
How did he even tell him what happened? You just show up at the hospital with your tongue in your hand?
Yeah.
He wrote it down.
He etched it in stone.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm putting up a link to this story. There's a great picture of him laying in a pool of his own blood.
Oh, really?
Damn. As you would if you had just chopped off your own tongue.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Hang on a second here.
It sounds like an ancient profession, but there are still stone cutters around.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to have them.
They make the walls.
And his girlfriend's like, well, yeah. I guess that's out.
Pulling out some classics today.
Yeah. Well, this is the Christian version of that. Yeah, because they're singing Jesus songs in the background here.
Well, not him.
No, he, yeah. bitch cut my tongue off.
Bit.
Bitch, I can't even sing bitch.
Bitch.
Whore. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.